More of Lake Effect now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
No. 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 No.
What is wrong?
Look at your shirt.
Look at your shirt.
I'm fine. No.
And that intriguing scene is from the new web series Low Strung. The satirical and sometimes outrageous series depicts the daily lives of Victoria and Shervin, two best friends living in Chicago.
It was created by and stars Milwaukee native Victoria Lee, along with Shervin Bain, who say they're trying to emphasize diversity and genuine storytelling on the comedy landscape.
Low Strung also tapped into many real-life friendships and connections on and off camera to create a grassroots production. Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski sat down with Victoria Lee, Shervin Bain, and co-director and music supervisor Lily Kay. Lee begins by explaining how the series came to be.
Low Strung is a ridiculous web series about me and my best friend Shervin and all of the outrageous situations we get ourselves into on a day-to-day basis in Chicago, but like a surreal version of Chicago.
Yeah, because reality bites, so mix it up.
I like that. So were a lot of the episodes based on something you guys already did together or hypothetical situations that everyone thinks about for themselves or, you know, mm-hmm. take it times 10?
Definitely a mixture of both, I would say. I mean, we definitely start off with an acid trip on episode one. And from there, we descend into this chaotic scene where it's kind of realistic, but from our point of view. So a lot of things that are happening in the episode are not really there. They're surreal, but they definitely seemed real to us at the time.
The acid trip was real. One thing that caught my attention at the premiere party was that, you know, this was a hobby to realness. Victoria and Lily, you guys used to shoot movies together for the fun of it. So yeah. give me a little bit on that background.
Well, you know, we started making films at the tender age of 11.
Really advanced stuff,
really advanced
too.
Films. We started with a horror trilogy. The first was called Oops, I Peed My Pants. Mm-hmm. Oops, I Did It Again. And Oops, I Peed the Pool.
Yeah. It was a really heavy plot line. It was about a serial killer who was wreaking havoc on us and all of our friends at slumber parties. Oops, I Peed the Pool, we did at your grandparents' pool.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense.
At
just
all.
Like out
I
of
think
control.
I was a killer in the first one. I was like a murdering
you
grandma.
Were, yeah. Oh, yeah. You
I was
were
a murdering grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it
so going to
be bonus material?
I hope that we can find it somewhere. I would put that on the internet so fast.
Yeah.
I say that now. It might be terrible and like problematic in some way. Who knows?
Probably very problematic.
But yeah, so we started it as a hobby just for fun. And then when Victoria told me that she had been writing this series, I got really interested in getting more involved and being like behind the camera again and working on directing and things like that. So it's been really fun to make like an adult version of what we've been doing since we were kids.
Right. With a little better recording equipment.
Yeah.
Right. Slightly. Well, Victoria, what made you want to sit down and write something like this? So as my day job, I'm a copywriter and I mainly write like marketing materials and stuff like that. And one day I was like, you know what? I like this, but I kind of want to test out my writing skills in another medium. And so I was like, oh, script writing would be pretty awesome. And it gave me a chance to like go all the way out there and get really weird with it. And so it was kind of like an outlet for my creativity. And so, yeah, I figured comedy was the best way to do that.
Well, with I suppose this is a question for all of you. Was there a point where it got overwhelming to take this hobby seriously, you know, to get the format of script writing, to realize how much equipment you need, the funds, the startups, the setting up the scene, you know? Was there a point where it's like, oh, okay, we're doing this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There was a point in our script writing process where I was like, we've done so much that there's no turning back now, and we kind of have to really commit to this or else this is all going to go to waste. And it's really taught me a lot about patience because, like, when I first had the idea, I was like, okay, we're going to write this series on Monday, and then we're going to start filming Friday, and then I'm going to be famous by Sunday, and it's going to be fine. But it's definitely been a long process, but definitely a very rewarding one.
With writing comedy and writing original material, what were you all seeing or not seeing in other web series and TV shows that you wanted to add to the discussion, to the picture?
Definitely just we wanted to be more inclusive. I mean, our day-to-day lives are so mixed with different types of people and people from different backgrounds with different experiences. And a lot of what we see, even when it comes to Black entertainment, is very focused on a very specific type of person. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to add our voice to the conversation of what people are doing around the world, especially what Black people are doing here in America and the different types of personalities that are out there. So it's just giving our point of view, adding our narrative to an already amazing story that's unfolding.
I saw a really awesome tweet the other day, and it said, let's start calling diversity reality. Mm-hmm. Because yes, that's what it is. It's just reflecting reality. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is so rad. And that's, I think, a big part of what we're doing with the web series is like showing our reality, yes, and a lot of people's reality, and not just fitting into certain stereotypes that exist within certain genres of like TV and film and everything.
Exactly. Yeah, because you don't really even see like slapstick, which is kind of what Low Strung is, in a lot of Black and brown TV, right, comedies. Even in the comedies, there are like these heavy sort of undertones to them, and there are all these serious points. And we wanted to like go in a different direction and just make something that like you really don't have to think too hard about. It's just silly, you know, and it's weird. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you kind of touch upon serious things with your weirdness, but it's not, the episode isn't totally built around,
exactly,
those situations.
It's kind of exactly how we live things now. It's we give social undertones, and me and Vic at work might say some kind of slights that are just realistic to the everyday things that we deal with, but we're also not trying to focus on it and hone down on it because we're low strung.
Victoria, you said something at the premiere event that stuck with me. You said that most of this experience was horrifying.
Oh,
I'm,
yeah,
wondering if you can expand, yeah, upon that a little bit.
It's just scary to work really hard on something and then, like, show it to the world. Like, that's been the scariest part for me, but in, like, the best way possible. So we premiered it at the Brooklyn Web Fest in New York. And, like, when we first started playing it and I saw it up on a bigger screen for the first time, I would just, like, it started raining on my face. Like, I just started crying and I was like, this is so scary. And it's perfect and it's beautiful. And I'm like, I don't have this huge acting background or anything. And Shervin and I took classes at Second City and we did all that stuff. But it's still pretty new to us and we're still figuring it out as we go along. So it's definitely scary, but it's definitely very rewarding and gratifying.
Well, certainly because you ended up taking Best Actress home from that web series.
Queen, yeah, Victoria.
How was that as a first-time,
yes,
actress?
Queen Victoria. Yes. I'm ready for my Academy Award now. No, but it was really weird because I don't know what I'm doing yet. But I didn't expect it at all. Even the nomination, I didn't expect at all. When we got that email, I was like,
yeah,
oh, what?
We were nominated in like 4 categories.
Yeah, yeah. And that was one category I did not see coming.
It was crazy.
So, yeah, it was awesome to win that award. I have it sitting up on my dresser at home.
Excellent.
Just look at it.
Wake up in the morning. Just, that's me, Best Actress.
Yeah.
Well, and even though this was both of yours first acting role, you know, in a prolongated series outside of playing around, do you think your dynamic and your already established friendship helped to alleviate any of that intimidation that you might have felt going into it as an inexperienced actor?
Oh, for sure. I think we were definitely playing a lot of parts of ourselves. Some of it, mm-hmm, was, you know, characterized, but I also think that's kind of how we interact in person. We feed off each other's energy. If we're at the club and we both want to turn up at the same time, we'll jump up on the dance floor at the same time. Or if we're somewhere and everyone else is hype and we just kind of want to sit in the corner and have a convo, we'll do that as well. We kind of feed off each other's energy, and it played the same way in acting out these roles.
Yeah, we've definitely been helping each other through all of this, through writing and acting,
yeah,
and filming and everything. It's just been a real team effort, and
yeah,
us helping getting each other through it. So, yeah.
I think what's really cool about even the crew is, like, we're so small. Our whole cast and crew is, like, 6 people, mm-hmm, which is so tiny when it comes down to, like, filming and sound and editing and, like, everything. Mm-hmm. And because there's so few of us, and, I mean, the 3 of us were already really close, but even working with, like, Addison and Doug, who I've worked with on music videos before. So, like, there's already that connection. And then bringing all of us together, it's just, like, a very trusting, very close-knit group of people. So it's made it a lot more comfortable. And it's, like, we're not as afraid to, like, mess up, I feel, like we would be if,
yeah,
there were, like,
definitely
outsiders involved. Or, you know what I mean?
Especially after that first episode that we filmed,
God, yeah,
which took about, like, 15 hours in one day, where,
yeah,
we were up until 6 a.m. filming. We got really close that
we
night.
We got very close.
Well, and this is really kind of a grassroots production. You
oh,
know,
totally.
The power of collaboration and
tapping into resources you already have and keeping it as a small group, does that make it more meaningful for all of you?
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, collaboration has been such a huge part of this whole thing, especially within Chicago and Milwaukee. You know, we feature music from Chicago and Milwaukee musicians, and it's just been great really finding people who are willing to donate their talent and time to us to pull off something like this.
Yeah.
Well, and going back on the comedy approach for this, you know, when you have to write and shoot a scene or an episode for 15 hours a day and you're trying to hit a joke or a note over and over and over, and it becomes very methodical and it takes the spontaneity of comedy out of the picture in a way that you may find things funny in everyday life. So did this make you question your sense of humor when you're dissecting it and writing it and shooting it over and over?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely changed things based on how they were portraying on film and and based on how things moved as well. I think a lot of it was because we were the writers as well, when we were acting it out, we were able to make those characters different people than who we tried to make them on paper. And everything just still continued to flow well.
And a big part of creating content and shooting a series is the music. And Lily, amongst all the many hats you wore, you're music supervisor for this. And our audiences know you from your musical interviews and performances for us. So what did you want to accomplish with the music selection? Victoria mentioned it's local Chicago, Milwaukee artists. But when it comes to the feel of the episodes, because it kind of spans from every situation.
And I think that was the hardest part, was finding the right moods. You know, I know so many amazingly talented artists here in Milwaukee and in Chicago, and so I wanted to tap as many of those artists as possible to use their music in the series, but it's finding like the right fits for different scenes. And so that was, I think, the most fun and also challenging part, because it's like tricky to fit the right mood, and that kind of, you know, sways the episode or the scene to go a certain direction. So it was definitely a learning experience. And now we kind of have a feel for the overall vibe and the music of the show just because of kind of figuring it out for the first four. But I also just really wanted to focus on using like Milwaukee and Chicago artists because that's where we're from. And that's really what we wanted to show support of.
Well, and with direction for this, you co-directed with Addison Wright for the series. How is it being more in control of the on-screen content compared to your experience with him doing music videos where you're a part of the scene, but this time you got to step behind that camera and really have a bigger and more focused picture?
It was kind of scary at first because I was kind of, like, not doubting myself necessarily, but I just didn't want to, like, ruin Victoria and Sherman's, like, you know, ideas. But I also, I think through directing, I think it was in episode two when I kind of realized, like, wow, I like, kind of took charge and, like, made this scene happen because of the vision I had for it. So it's been a cool experience learning to, like, trust myself and trust my opinions and my ideas. Because when you are doing something brand new, you know, it's kind of scary, like, to, like, put your name on it or whatever. And I think I mentioned this at the panel. It was really cool to kind of get Addison's, like, stamp of approval when he walked in and I was directing by myself on episode four. And he was like, oh, this is great. I was like, yeah. It was really cool.
Right now you have four episodes out with more to come. But with the work you've shot so far, what was a favorite scene or episode for each of you to pick?
I think all of us love episode four.
Episode four, yeah. Lucy Stuhl, psychic Stuhl, scene. Yeah. Definitely one of the more fun ones. We made that whole set. We went to the fabric store, hung up some lights.
In my apartment,
In her apartment. the same room we did acid in. And it was just great to have her come out and, you know, show her support and come in and bring this great energy that we were able to bounce our energy off of and deliver some great lines. Yeah,
she showed up at the door and we like all started panicking. We were like, it's happening, she's here.
Oh my God. Because
we're all such big fans of hers. So it was crazy to make that into like a working collaboration. We're like, oh my God, we love you.
And then on touching on directing again, Lily and Addison worked well in lighting that scene. It's one of our more cinematic scenes.
A lot of that was Doug too. Doug killed
Doug as
that.
Well. Yeah. Doug, our cinematographer.
He's our DP, our cinematographer, yeah. Like, he's so good.
So good.
Favorite person on set, too.
He's great.
His energy is so cute. He just dances a lot. I love it.
Well, anyone who watches this can clearly see that you're all having fun together. But in the bigger picture, as you mentioned, as you're showing it to strangers, to a wider audience, what's your ultimate goal in producing this web series and continuing it?
I just want people to enjoy watching it and have a fun time watching it. And hopefully a lot of people start watching it and enjoy it. So, yeah, it would be great to get a huge following and kind of build a community around it.
Yeah. Like Vic says, it's great if people are watching it. And I think if they can just see us for who we are, it'll help expand more people out there and just let people see, like, hey, there's other people out there doing different things.
Right.
And we love them all.
And I think it's an easy show to love.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
A pretty broad audience, it's just
ridiculous, and it's weird, and it's just funny, and that's it.
Well, we definitely encourage our listeners to check out Low Strung, and I'd like to thank you, Lily, Victoria, and Shervin for coming in to talk about it.
Thank you for having
Thanks.
Us.
Thanks, Audrey.
Victoria Lee and Shervin Bain are the creators, writers, and co-stars of the web series Low Strung. Lily Kay co-directed and is the music director. You can watch all of the episodes of Low Strung from a link at wuwm.com.